FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, how was last night? It was pretty darn good, wasn't it?
Incredible.
Three, wide open.
Wide open! And Smith, what a way to do it!
See, big number seven, now he comes in motion. Breeze downfield, and in stride is Smith again!
I'm not even going to apologize. It will be a Breeze Fest today on the show. Welcome to the Sports Hangover, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber over here, Metairie, and over in the LaRose studios, none other than Joey. How are you there, my friend?
He called me Jordan Kleber.
I did. You earned it. You earned it. I'm trying to recover from basically bronchitis, and you were at the Dome yesterday. I did not want to get the entire media or press box or anybody else sick.
I wanted you to come.
Just knock out everybody. Yeah. Just take everybody out with it. Mm-hmm. You see, I kind of have a little more.
I got to sit next to John. So
John who?
Hendricks.
Oh, okay. It was fantastic to watch. We can't wait to get into all of this and more. So many storylines from this game are amazing, really, that we can kind of get into. Of course, Breeze, the defense, Mark Ingram's return, breakout games from receiver Traquan Smith, defensive end Marcus Davenport, Michael Thomas v. the Redskins defensive backs. I mean, is it petty? Is it for reals? I've never heard Michael Thomas getting on people's nerves like this, tapping the back of people's legs and, you know, just whatever. We're going to have so much fun over the next 3 hours here on the show. Tons to get into. And coming up later tonight, after Matt Moscona and after further review wrap up, it's the Red Sox and Yankees, a win or go home game for New York. Red Sox spanking New York last night up
Astros also spanking the Dodgers.
No, not,
was it those?
Not the Dodgers. It's the Indians.
The Indians.
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers
beat the Braves.
That's what
they've advanced. The Graf had a fantastic night last night. Saw his Saints take care of business. Saw his Dodgers take care of business. Joey, there's always next year, like my Cubs.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, there's always next year. Look, Alex Bregman and the Astros are playing great. It is what it is.
Yeah.
They're a defending champs. So, you know, it'll be them in Boston. It should, like I said. There's always next year. It's a phrase that I'm very comfortable and used to saying when it comes to my
Cubs. I was like that from 1967 to 1978.
Well, there you go.
With the next year.
We got plenty to get into. Look, here's the number. 800-998-1003. 800-998-1003. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA or myself at GCAT_17. I want to know how you felt. I mean, from everything. I want to know how you feel on this team right now. It's a question of the day. The bye week is here. It's here. Finally reached it, right? Bye week and the Saints are 4-1. It's incredible when you think about it, right? In five games. Game one, oh no. I got called Bubbles, the Michael Jackson chimpanzee from the Graf. Because I apparently was calling the linebacking core 2.0. The defense, wait for this defensive line to deep.
Like a while ago.
I hear you. Well, I mean, you know, we are on October 9th, Jordan, and training camp did start in August.
Dang.
Actually, technically July. So, yeah, it's been a while. Time is flying, believe me. But I want to know, right? Because we did talk about it, and we did say that preferably we thought, with the schedule still to come for the Saints, 4-1 at the bye, right? We all said.
Great shape.
Great shape. Like where you are. It's what you should have taken care of. I had them 4-1. I had the loss against Atlanta. I did not have the loss against Tampa. What I think, and again, these are just quick observations. Next segment, we'll hear from Breeze. We'll hear from the league, I mean, everyone, it's, we're going to have a bunch of fun. So you want to chime in, we're going to mix you in. I'll give you the quick rundown of guests. I really pushed it back towards hours two and three. Hour one, I want to hear from you guys that were in the dome or watched it at home. The broadcast coverage I thought was excellent. You know, him mic'd up, hearing what he had to tell his sons. And I love how back and forth right now, people are going, I didn't tear. I don't know what you're talking about. I did. I mean, I got emotional watching it.
See
a little
the guy
bit.
On the, in, well, right. In the front
I mean,
row.
Well, they were making fun of that guy for getting emotional, him breaking the record. I can completely understand that. People that don't, especially from outside the area, they forget the Saints stunk for a lot of years.
Paper bag.
A lot. Yes. A lot of years. And
a lot.
As I talked about yesterday, I must have been on five different radio shows after our show, Jordan, from obviously D.C., Kansas City, even Miami, a couple other people as well, and just flat out saying, you know, what does he mean to the city? And I said, dude, if you just drew him on a sheet of paper and drew a circle and just a line in every which way that circle, sort of like the rays of a sun, I guarantee you could do that two or three circles outside of it, right? Sort of like, you know, the sun emanating, and you always see like that depicted in a drawing with several circles outside. If you just did that all the way around, it's incredible to think the effect that he has had on so many people, much less organization. Yes, the NFL has grown since he's gotten here. Yes, the TV deals have grown. I get it. But the Saints are a $1 billion organization. The NBA's Pelicans are as well. I mean, Gail Benson was in a list this past week, right? He's one of the richest people in North America. And, you know, one of the things is winning. Sellouts. 2006 to now, 2018, do the math. Every year is a sellout. And as I said yesterday, when we were talking with John Forcade, it was Reggie Bush that got that first year going. No one really knew who Nine was. I mean, they saw him with the Chargers, but no one thought that he was a Hall of Famer. No one. And since then, he's become so much more. I didn't make fun of the guy who was emotional during that play in the stands in the front row. That's his guy. He has a unique ability, right, to make you feel like he's your guy. He's your dude. You can relate to Drew, right? I mean, you see him all the time. To me, what was the tearjerker, or at least, you know, you kind of went good for him, was the moment with his family, the message with his boys, right? Kissing each one. Didn't forget one of them. He kissed all four, kissed the wife, then went back on the field and said, let's go win the game. That's him, though. That's him. Brian Elise loves to call him Captain America, right? I mean, he is. So, I think it was incredible when you look at it. And one of the things that, I guess, amazes me is one player affected an organization, a city, a fan base, and how many players have had careers because of him, how many players have had paydays because of him. I specifically look at the offensive line. I think he made average offensive linemen better. I think he made good offensive linemen great. And if you got guys like Teron Armstead, I mean, he's got a pretty big deal, right? So, I mean, my point is he's helped them all the way around. Marcus Colston was a 7th-round draft pick. He's a Saints Hall of Famer, right? Had a really nice career. Lance Moore, I mean, again, these are guys that were not really highly drafted or thought of. And a part of that offense, yes, I know Sean had to do with it, but he is the conductor. And you think of all of the effects he has, those two gentlemen, right? Saints Hall of Famers, they won Super Bowls because of that guy in the backfield, quarterback in this team. It was a big night. It was a spectacular night to watch. And what's crazy is it's only game 5 of this season. That guy can still play some ball. Yesterday, speaking of bubbles, Jordan the intern, was finally kind of the type of offense I thought we would see from this standpoint. You saw the involvement of multiple receivers, right? You saw Cameron Meredith involved. You saw Tre'Quan Smith involved. You saw Mark Ingram involved. I mean, it's crazy that people were texting and tweeting, where is Alvin Kamara? I mean, right? I mean, it's nuts when you think about it. That's what I'm saying. That's where all of these receivers and weapons that he has, with everything around them like that, if they can protect him, the Saints' offense will be just like this for a while. I mean, that's what I think is spectacular about it. We got a lot to get into. And I know, Jordan, you want to give your takes on it, obviously being there, and everyone recorded it. Again, I want to hear from you in a dome. What would it felt like to you? What did you feel like, even if you weren't in the dome, to actually see that play take place and to see what happened? Randall, going to get to you here, see what you had to say. What's up, Randall? How you doing?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing well, man.
It was pretty one of those memorable moments in a dome, you know, like the Katrina deal, the Minnesota playoff game, and I think this is going to go right up there with it, you know. It was pretty memorable moment. They did it right, you know. I was amazed the referees threw a flag, though. I mean, the whole celebration took place, and they threw a flag for celebrate. I wish I could understand that. I was in a dome, so... I don't know what they were saying on TV about
Randall,
it.
Randall, I was going to get to that next segment. I was trying to get through the first segment without, like, getting fired up. It's inexplicable. I cannot understand for the life of me. I tweeted it this morning. The graph brought it up to me. So I overlooked it. Joe Tessitore, the play-by-play for ESPN, actually says it after the excessive celebration penalty the Saints are kicking off from the 20-yard line. Folks, they threw a flag on the celebration of that play. Mind you, Randall, the league stopped the game. The head referee had a laminated congratulations, Drew Brees, on breaking the record when he handed Drew the football and some laminated thing with the logo on it, who then walked over to the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, David Baker, dressed perfectly with the, you know, the pocket tie. The tie was black and gold. The white gloves. Ugh. He said no other human hands will ever touch the ball. They threw a flag. He kissed his kids. He kissed his wife. He hugged and kissed the owner. He hugged his coach. The stadium.
The whole team went to the center of the field.
I'm at a loss. I'm like, seriously, you heard Brian and I talk about this for years. How right now the NBA is with. That is a fail if you're the NFL. Have you ever seen when a record was broken in Major League Baseball, right? A guy get tossed out of the game when McGuire hit and there's a celebration and you toss him? In the NBA, when a record was broken, do you see right after play ensues a technical foul called and two free throws in possession given to the other team? No! I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
I mean, you had Kobe come out in the middle of the field, wave
his
hand.
They didn't give a technical to the Lakers after that. I can't wrap my head around it. Like, I cannot wrap my head around how you throw an excessive celebration penalty on that when, again, the league agreed to stop the play of that. I mean, it's baffling to me, Randall. Baffling.
Gus, I hope you could find out an explanation because it just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. My explanation is you're an idiot. Like, who throws that? Yeah. Seriously, who throws that? I mean, but here's the thing. At the end of the day, the head referee, like, let's say if Jordan the intern loses his mind for a second and forgets what's going on and he throws the flag, you quietly walk on over and go, bro, pick up the flag. What are you doing?
Exactly.
What are you doing? Seriously, are you calling? Are you seriously calling an excessive celebration on that play? I for the life of me, I cannot understand that. And unfortunately, we're probably gonna have to wait a week. But I somebody's got to ask Sean his thoughts on the fact that his team is kicking from the 20 because of that. I mean, I just don't understand. Can we tweet at NFL? Tweet at NFL rules? Somebody? I need an explanation. How they thought that was applicable, that was just, you know, again, it doesn't make a lick of sense. There's not another league. I'm trying to think of another moment where a pinnacle type record was broken. I'm not talking a 60 in a game or in a quarter or something like that. I'm talking, you know, you pass one of the all-time greats, and you move into first place in a category, and the team was penalized for it. I can't think of anything.
Ever happened.
It's never happened. So,
yeah,
Randall,
I don't get it.
More history yesterday, because I've never seen, I can't even think like when Peyton broke his, did they really throw a, I'm trying to think. When Emmitt Smith became the all-time leading rusher, right? With the Cowboys.
Exactly.
Look it up. Look up some of these moments. Receiving, Emmitt Smith, I mean, Manning, throw Marino, anybody. Did they throw a flag? I'm at a loss.
It's crazy, Gus.
I'm at a loss.
Gus, let me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Talking about Drew making people better, isn't it just amazing watching Traquan Smith last night, how much he's getting better?
Well,
and that's
because
of Drew.
Randall, I've said it for a while. I think the staff overthought it for a while, and it's funny because I was texting back and forth with the graph. The knee injury for Ted Ginn Jr., if you know what I'm getting at, you know, it's the fumbles a couple of weeks in a row. The fumble kickoff equals knee injury. No, look, I'm sure he's nicked up. He's been on the, you know, the injury report for a couple of weeks even before the mistakes. But, again, I just think you're overthinking it. I understand it. He's a vet and all of that, but I think you're overthinking it. That guy you saw yesterday, you saw what Bubbles the Monkey over here told you during camp. He was the second best receiver on the field, and it wasn't close. We saw that. We saw that he has the speed of a Devery Henderson, and he got back in the, you know, in the back end of the team. We saw that he has hands. We saw that he can run all the routes in the route tree. You heard Sean Fazan, who loves route trees and looking at plays. He can do that. So why are you not playing him and not throwing to him? The guy can do what you saw yesterday easily. And again, that's the thing that really stands out to me right now, man. Seeing this team kind of trend upwards, and yesterday you finally saw the compliments of all of the receivers, right? When he hits that record, he had hit eight receivers. I mean, he's spreading it around. Who are you stopping?
Yeah, that's what I love about Ingram being back, because now you can put Kamara in a slot and you don't know what's going on, you know?
Well, I tell you, we're going to hear from Drew Brees. Thank you, Randall, for the phone call. After this break, and after we go to Lee after the break, we'll hear from Brees on that play. We'll hear from Traquan Smith on that play. We'll hear from Sean Payton on that play, because what was funny was that wasn't the play per se. That Brees made that play. It was supposed to go to Cameron Meredith the way that play was designed. You know what, Lee? Let's take you before the break, since we saw you pop up on the screen here. What you got, man?
Hey, Gus. I just wanted to comment because I saw it going into watching the game. And when Drew Brees broke the record, I said, you know, I was going to tune in the next morning to see what the pundits were saying about it. And I can't believe some of the comments I got. I mean, the only people that had our back was Stephen A. Smith, of all people. And he had Ryan Clark talking bad about Drew. He had Max Kellerman talking bad about Drew. Somebody, they don't think he's a top 10 quarterback of all time. And Stephen A. Smith looked at them all like, y'all are nuts. How can you say that when this man has broken every record except the touchdown record, which is about to go down in a few weeks? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just sitting there running off all of Drew Brees' accomplishments. And after he was finished, to me, they all sounded like idiots except for him. But I said all that to say this. I don't understand what's going on with the NFL and the Saints, because it just seemed like when they threw that penalty on the excessive celebration, I'm like, come on, man, really? I mean, y'all stopped the entire game to acknowledge this man. So how are you going to get a penalty when the game was stopped? The game was paused, completely paused. It was stopped. How are you going to throw a flag? I don't understand how that happened. And another thing, what's the deal with Josh Norman, man? I mean, the media asked him about Michael Thomas and this and that and the other, and it feels almost like somebody had to call Dr. Phil after that question, because he just, like, went off kilter about, and we've been teasing him all morning on Twitter about it. Now, I don't understand what's his problem with number one receivers on football teams, but I don't think it's the first receiver that he's had an issue with. But I think it's the first time me hearing him having an issue with one of our guys, one of the Saints receivers. But I just don't know what his deal is. I don't know. Maybe he needs that to play with a chip on his shoulder or something. But it was ridiculous, man. But you know what? It was all night last night. I loved every minute of it. The nation saw us at our best.
Yep.
You know, we know how to throw a party, and we threw a party for Drew Brees in the middle of a football game. Dude. It was wonderful.
It was awesome. Thank you, Lee, for the phone calls. We go to break. Jordan, somebody tweeted at us this, the following.
Penalty was against Michael Thomas for unsportsmanlike conduct with Josh Norman.
I'm just going by what Joe Tessitore said.
Unless he's referring to the tweets.
Right. I mean, it was taunting. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
Thomas was taunting. Is that
what I'm guessing he means.
Well, either way, okay, if they want to go with that, that's at least an explanation, because if they threw it on the offensive lineman jumping around Drew Brees and stuff, then I need an, that's why I tweeted, I need an explanation. I need to know. What was the flag thrown on? Anyway, we got plenty to get into. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. Know us well. We'll hear from Drew Brees. We'll hear from Sean Payton. We'll hear from Gullick and Wingo. All kinds of people, including the, I'm not going to name call, the quote unquote analyst from the NFL Network yesterday. Game's not even over. And these guys, again, look, Ryan Clark did it today. Mr. LSU,
talk about him?
I'm just saying, these guys are saying Drew Brees is not great because he hasn't done it flashy. He hasn't done it in spectacular fashion.
He throws it in the pocket.
He throws in the pocket, and I lost my mind when I heard the NFL Network analysts say he's not great because he's done it in the pocket. I can't even get through the first 30 minutes without just...
Isn't that where the quarterback is, you know...
Aren't they the first ones to complain to quarterbacks that are outside of the pocket? Stay in the pocket. Stop running around. Read your progressions and defense. I got something to say about that when we get back. Plus your phone calls. It's the Sports Hangover. And don't forget, hour one is always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Go ahead. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Got to be somebody. Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
It's football season, and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat-screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Homan, Pelche Park in Thibodeau, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by Pride Financial today with more convenient options. Join the winning team at Pride Financial at Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Homan, Pelche Plaza in Thibodeau, or visit them online at pridefinancial.net.
Sink your teeth into one of the Dugout in Thibodeau's famous mouth-watering Grand Slam burgers or their famous homemade roast beef po' boys. The Dugout also has frappes, smoothies, and a variety of specialty sundaes, and offers over 85 snowball flavors to choose from. Any one can be made sugar-free. Follow them on Facebook. First 10 customers to come in and mention you heard this commercial on ESPN Radio will win a free Dugout t-shirt. Visit the Dugout of Thibodeau, located on St. Mary Street in Thibodeau.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ho, ho. big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
The comment I'd made prior to the game when talking with the team was like, hey, you know, our job is to win this game along with, you know, that milestone that'll be accomplished, and it makes it more special. And I think that's true. And I think the players, the coaches, every one of us felt like, let's be on point.
Head coach Sean Payton there, 800-998-1003. Breeze, 26-29 on the night, 363 yards. His average pass, 12.5 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Again, plenty to get into, not only on his performance. Justin Hardy comes in for Marshawn, not for Marshawn Lattimore, for obviously he went out, so P.J. Williams had to come in. And then, people were going down left and right, you know, in the secondary there. So Lattimore went down. I believe Williams went down, right? P.J. Williams.
Yeah, good,
so Hardy comes in. You had Crowley. I mean, it's just anybody can play corner going there. He had an interception. I thought the defense played spectacular. One of the things we're going to touch on later on in the show here is the defense having three sacks in the game and holding the Redskins to 39 yards rushing. In the last three games, 39, 65 against the Giants, 48 against the Falcons. Okay? Now, I know I've said that about Atlanta, and they're like, yeah, but look at what they didn't say. I get it. But when you have a defense that was just porous all the way around, you have to look at areas of improvement by the week. One thing I can say, right, can't you? Three straight weeks, the Saints have stopped the running games of three teams. Can't you say that? I mean, if we're going to say the 100-yard mark is the barometer.
I mean, thanks to Marcus Davenport.
Well,
he's improved.
Well, I wouldn't say all of him, but I think it's all the way around. You're seeing better tackling. These are all the things I wrote last night watching the game. Better tackling, pressure all the way around, energy, flying to the football. The one drive that kind of gave them some momentum and they wanted, you know, getting some points out of, they had them. They converted a couple of third downs, Washington did, but, you know, Adrian Peterson made somebody miss on a dump off pass right over the middle and he got the first down, but he should have been tackled 7 yards short of the first down. I thought maybe the first hit on Adrian Peterson to start the game sent a message. I thought he blew his knees out. Right?
There was a couple good hits in that game.
Again, playing with energy, playing with that swagger that Lattimore has said at the beginning of the season that this team was sort of missing. But yes, to your point, Jordan, Marcus Davenport, to me, it's a breakout game. It's crazy. You look at the stats, and it's not a ton, right? Three tackles. What did he do in the three recorded tackles, though? Two solo, one of them's a sack. Two of those three tackles were tackles for loss.
And then one was a highlight hit. It was just a truck hit,
right?
Alex Smith.
Exactly right. Not in the, you know, didn't go down in the box score. But
as a sack, but yeah.
He was active. He was active. And that's something good to see. Consecutive weeks, you're seeing him become more and more active. Again, Traquan Smith, have a night. Three receptions, 111 yards, two TDs. On three targets, they still not. Again, it's a bag of riches.
Well, I want to ask you: did you start Traquan Smith in your fantasy league?
I did not.
Me either.
Yeah,
no. I'm kind of upset.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Exactly.
Well, you can play him next game.
Yeah, well, you know, Traquan Smith on the touchdown play.
On that particular play, I didn't expect to get the ball because we ran the same play again, and Cam Meredith had got the ball that time, but this time he threw it to me, so I wasn't expecting it. And when I seen it coming to me, I did everything I could just to catch it, not to drop it.
What was crazy was that play. And I mentioned going into the break that Drew Brees and Sean Payton said, look, it really wasn't the way it was designed to do so. Here's Drew Brees.
It was really a new play, a new thought, just this idea that, you know, you kind of flood a zone and you know, maybe somebody pops open and that's basically what happened on that play. There was a lot of, you know, we kind of threw Alvin out there, threw Mike out there, and just started, you know, running guys all over the place, and I think might have got them a little bit confused, and trick one popped wide open.
You saw Drew kind of get there a little bit and kind of didn't want to give away a little bit, but here's the beauty of it, right? Did you hear what he said there? It was a new wrinkle they threw out there, and they just flooded an area. Sean Payton a little bit more on the play.
Well, listen, it's, to be honest with you, an alert throw, it wouldn't be first in the progression, but he felt the coverage come off and made the right decision. But it wasn't where we saw the ball going in its design on a Tuesday night at midnight. And that's a credit to him.
Again, still, that's my point, though. Hey, Sean, it's okay to throw it to 10. Maybe we need to start thinking of some more plays to throw to Tre'Quan Smith if it's not intended for him. But, yeah, I just don't overthink it. The kid can play, and you can see once he gets in space, no one's catching him. No one's catching him. Tre'Quan Smith on did you notice? Noticed it immediately right after the ground. Like, what are you doing dropping the ball? Yeah, it was crazy because dropping the – I'm like, why are you dropping the – I don't think he realized that he had just broken the record.
Good thing he didn't throw in the stands.
Well, it's funny you say that afterwards in the locker room.
I didn't realize it at all. I believe I dropped it. Some people thought I was going to throw it in the stands, but I dropped it in the end zone and then jumped in the stands. But if I'd have threw it in the stands, Drew would probably like.
Yeah. Could you imagine it just, just chunks it into the stands?
If I get that ball, I'm running out the stadium.
See,
the
there
stadium.
You go. That I had no surprise that that's what
would
exactly
you not?
What you, no!
You know how much money you could get
exactly
for that football?
Exactly. There you go.
Or I'd keep
it's
it.
It's all about you.
It's either that or I'd put it
no,
on the
okay.
Man.
You're, I mean.
Or I'd sell it to the NFL and be like,
Baker's
hey.
Baker's sitting right there from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I would have loved the close-up
hey,
of
Baker,
his face.
Hey, Baker, open up your bank account.
The close-up of his face right there going from a smile to a just a look of, oh, boy.
We just lost a lot of money.
Well, I mean, again, I think that ball would have made its way, you know, for an autographed jersey. And maybe a free trip to Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that.
You think?
Yeah. You know how much money that ball's worth?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can. I mean,
you saw it with you see it with baseballs
for the McGuire balls, yeah, and Barry Bonds, I hear.
Yeah, and some of them.
What
don't,
would you have done? The,
I would have. I
throw it out there at ESPN Radio. No,
open up.
What
your
would you have done?
Open
if
up your checkbook.
Tre'Quan Smith. You, so you wanted cat? You would want cash?
Either that or some paid.
You're
vacation.
A heck of a fan, right there.
Hey, the
true
ball
black
was,
and gold.
The ball was thrown to me.
All right, so okay, that's fine. I would have given it back for a little something, a little memorabilia for me, because you can sell that jersey. You can get him to sign a whole bunch of stuff and go sell that, you know?
Yeah,
give me the gloves from that day. Give me the cleats. Give me a little something.
Give me something from Drew's locker.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Give me something. I mean, I would have wanted, because the jersey's going to Canton, but he can sign another, you know, Drew Brees jersey for you. He'd have a photograph in the locker room. I'll do it, you know,
maybe
give me a photograph
sock
in the locker room. A sock.
Nah, I'm joking.
You know what? Let's just stop there because you're just freaking me out as to what you would ask for right now. But
what are you trying to say?
No, I don't know where you're going with this. You can throw that out there, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio Lola. Why not? If Tre'Quan Smith would have thrown that ball in the stands, what would you have done? Jordan Kleber. He wants cash.
Cold.
So he would have just negotiated Benjamin.
Yes.
I would have given it back. I would have wanted to be the one to present it. Because I could have walked right down on the field. Think about it. They would have immediately had to put me down on the field, and I give it to Drew,
yes,
and he gives it to Baker.
You
I mean, I would have been on the video.
You get to give it to Drew Brees.
That's what I'm saying. I would have been on. Ooh. I would have been on NFL Films history. Ooh. I'm the fan that caught it. Here it is.
That's
and I walk
one
on the field and I wave. And I look at the camera and go, Graf, what do you think?
You get your picture with Drew, handing him the football.
Yes, I'm handing it to Drew, then hands it
yes
to. Well, no, you can't get. This is my world now.
No.
You were
I
greedy.
I stole your ID.
No,
I
you
get
were greedy.
Cash and I get
and guess
picture
what
with Drew.
You would have been booed.
No.
Yes, you'd had 71,000. You'd have been treated like Bartman.
All right, y'all can boo me with my millions of dollars I just made
no
off this football.
No one's giving you millions, because somebody would have socked you and grabbed that ball and thrown it back on the field. That's probably what would have happened.
I would have guarded the thing with my life.
Some Saint super fan would have clocked you from behind. The ball would have then been fumbled, and now it's a new ball of possession. They would have grabbed it and thrown it down on the field. and then you would have been left there with a knot on your head and being booed. That's what would have happened.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. If I was standing next to you and you were being like that, I might have accidentally, oh, I'm cheering, elbow to the back of the head. I, you know, I'm just...
Jesus.
I
love how we were...
Shockingly, I don't think...
The white glove. Like,
no, I'm great.
Is that a little bit over
saying.
The top?
No. No, it's not over the top.
Like, it is a football.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Clearly, you don't understand. But you don't. You don't. You asked for cash, so you do not understand.
I understand the meaning
importance
of... I understand the meaning
the
of
moment.
That football.
No, you don't. You don't. 800-998-1003.
Why do you think I'm asking for so much money?
If Traquan Smith would have thrown that ball in the stands like he said he almost thought about doing... What would you have done? Would you have given it back? Would you have asked for a little something? Me, I told you. Autograph a jersey for me. Let
Tyler,
me bring it down
season
there.
Tickets for life.
Season tickets for life.
On the sidelines.
On the sidelines, huh? All right. Mind you, you don't have a lot of time to negotiate this because this is it's happening. They've stopped the game.
No, it would be my rules now. It would be my it would be under my
you know what?
Negotiation rules. I just said,
again.
I give them the two fingers. Come
again.
Over here.
Yo, oh, really? Yeah. That, yeah. Come over here.
Come over here.
Come to section 110 right there. All right. Sports Hangover continues next
I'm
on ESPN
control.
New Orleans.
Black and Gold Report is sponsored by Vinny's in Metairie with happy hour every day from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. with $5 select appetizers and $4 select cocktails. Vinny's in Metairie at Ridgelake and 18th Street.
It's a night Saints fans won't forget.
Brace. Wide open. Wide open. And Smith, what a way to do it.
Quarterback Drew Brees became the NFL's all-time passing leader in yardage in the second quarter, passing Peyton Manning.
For 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. And I gotta tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now. And you've ruined that for me.
The Saints hammered Washington 43-19, the man of the night.
I don't think it could have happened in any better fashion than it did. And to have then that moment with my teammates on the field, the offensive line. I mean, it just, it played out even greater than I ever could have imagined. To then have the moment with Sean and Mr. Baker from the Hall of Fame and then my boys and my wife Brittany and my daughter Rylan, that was just, it was incredible.
The Saints head into the bye week at 4-1. Next opponent in 2 weeks at Baltimore. For more on the Saints, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Report has been brought to you by Vinny's in Metairie with the best happy hour in town every day, 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. with $1 off all bottle and craft beers, plus $5 glasses of wine. Vinny's in Metairie at Ridgelake and 18th Street.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
T-Bob here for my friends at LCR. If you're thinking about doing anything to your kitchen, bathroom, showers, you need some new appliances, or you just want some new plumbing fixtures, there's only one place to go, and that's LCR in Metairie. When you walk in the doors at LCR to the largest showroom in the New Orleans area, you will be blown away. And the only thing more impressive than the showroom is the customer service. So check out LCRNOLA.com now or call 378-8300. That's 378-8300 and tell them T-Bob said.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, it was great that Peyton Manning had, of course, a Peyton Manning-like video. A little tribute that went. Don't know how many people actually got to hear to see it. That was over in the game. It was posted everywhere. The Denver Broncos actually... tweeted it out there as well. Saints retweeted a bunch of different places. If you didn't hear it, here it is.
Peyton, FYI, Drew Brees just broke your record.
Which one?
All-time passing yards.
Passing yards? Oh, okay. So I still have the touchdown record, right?
He's actually on pace to break that, too.
What? Great. Drew, for 1,000 days, I've held the record for all-time passing yards in the NFL. I got to tell you, it's been the greatest 1,000 days of my life. And thanks to you, that's over now, and you've ruined that for me. So thank you very much. I have nothing left to look forward to except slicing my tomatoes, making dinner for my family, putting together this wedge salad. Also, let this serve as a congratulations for the touchdown record, because as you can see, I'm very busy. I don't have time to keep doing these videos for you, congratulating you. But in all seriousness, Drew, congratulations on this record. You've done it the right way. All your hard work and dedication have paid off. You and I have come a long way since this picture back in 2000 when you were in college and I was in my third year in the NFL. So way to go. Proud of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
Drew Brees afterwards was asked if he had gotten a chance to check out the video.
I did. I did. In true Peyton fashion, it's he always is very creative. I appreciate, spoke with Favre, 2 weeks ago after the completion record, after we did that in Atlanta, and then I'd gotten a text from Peyton and Archie and Cooper, and spoke to Eli last week, and really got his best wishes from the whole family. So that was really classic.
Obviously, look, what's so remarkable, too, is at the end of the game, and when you hear him talk about it, whether it was at the podium, when it was on ESPN after the game, or really Scott Van Pelt afterwards, you name it. You got to give it to him that he somehow found a way, whether it was a lengthy interview or short interview, to involve you, Saints fans, flat out. And I think that's pretty cool. At the podium, he thought of you.
13 years brings back a lot of emotion, or a lot of memories, and a rush of emotions. I love this city, love this fan base, love the Superdome, love the environment that our fans create on a weekly basis when we play here. And there's really no fan base like it. I mean, it obviously the bond that we share as a team with our fan base is unlike any other, I think, in all of professional sports. And they're just so passionate, and I wanted this as much for them as anybody.
And later that night on Scott Van Pelt.
You obviously hope that this opportunity comes in front of our home fans. And, I mean, no greater stage to do it than on Monday Night Football, in New Orleans, in the Dome. As many incredible moments as we've had as a team here in this Dome, especially Monday Night moments, to be able to share this with them, I mean, they are such a huge part of this. The bond between our team and our fan base is unlike any other in professional sports. And you could feel their energy at all times, their passion, their emotion. And, we feed off of that. But they deserve this more than anybody.
Earlier this morning on Golic and Wingo.
There's nothing that quite replicates the bond when you go through trauma with somebody. Because Peyton Manning, who he passed, and the Manning family are from there.
Right.
Yep. They are from down there. Those guys went to high school there. They are homegrown products. And yet I can't imagine any of them are as beloved by that city and that state as Drew Brees, because he was a part of bringing something there when this city and this state needed it the most in that time period.
You know, I was asked earlier in the week, and even yesterday too, about the Mount Rushmore of the state of Louisiana in terms of pro athletes, or just athletes in general, who would be on there. And really, of the importance, like who would get the top billing. I'm trying to honestly think, and again, maybe I'm living in the moment, I'm short-sighted, but is it somebody other than Drew? I mean, Shaq's a Hall of Famer, right? Actually went to LSU, went on to become a Hall of Famer in the NBA. I mean, you have Marshall Faulk. I mean, that's just football. We have some basketball, some baseball players. I'm trying to think. Is he at the top? Is he the George Washington, the first figure that gets carved? I'm again, maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment. I'm trying And it's hard for me to think of somebody else that I would think would be the first chiseled face of the Mount Rushmore of best athletes to play in the state or represent the state somehow, some way. I mean, look, Manning's from here, right? Is he on the four? Who is the four? Ooh. I mean, I was trying to think of that. You have so many athletes that have come from Louisiana,
have played through Louisiana, or
have played for a team in Louisiana.
He has to be one.
Well, yes, he's absolutely one. It's not even a question to me. He's absolutely one.
Where does AD fall on that?
He's not there yet.
Wow.
No, there's no wow. There's no wow. He's won two playoff. I mean, he's won one playoff series. There's no wow. It's no disrespect. AD's not on the Mount Rushmore of Louisiana right now. Potentially. But, I mean, you know, again, Shaq's another name that just popped in my head. Actually played for LSU. Went on to win the championships in the NBA and is a Hall of Famer.
Worldwide.
I mean, And I know I'm forgetting 100 names that probably could go up there, but I'm just trying to think of who's George Washington. Who's the first face you put in there, front and center? I mean, they're all important on Mount Rushmore. I get it. But I think it's Breeze, isn't it? In terms of what he meant at the time it's meant, I can't imagine who else it would be. A little more from Golic and Wingo on specifically this, what he meant to the city. Again, the individual is getting a ton of airtime nationally, for kind of shedding a tear or so as the moment happened.
The cool thing about it is whenever you have somebody that sets a record, obviously it's one of the all-time greats. And Drew Brees is one of the all-time greats. But you add that city in there and what he's meant to that city, and certainly through Katrina, the hurricane, and the damage it's done, damage it did, and how he was such a big part, and his teammates and the organization, on helping that city come back. Just the people down there saying, let everybody know we're all right. We're coming back as a city. We're going to be fine. And the New Orleans Saints were a big part of that. And Drew Brees obviously is basically the New Orleans Saints. So I think it really added to the moment.
Jay Fowl over on Twitter, Jordan.
Pete Maravich.
Yeah, I mean, I'd put him on there. The pistol. That only leaves spot for one, though, if you throw Shaq on there. And that's two basketball in the state where football's so big? No way, right? I don't know. Does Sean deserve to be on there?
Sean Payton?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just stick to actually played.
Well, I mean, you've had coaches that
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Somebody just text me Nick Saban. Stop it.
Well, then, obviously, you'd have to.
Nick Saban?
You'd have to.
You're putting Nick Saban on there.
No, if you're including coaches, you'd have to.
I don't think so.
Why not?
You'd put Nick Saban on the Louisiana Mount Rushmore.
Actually, yeah.
No.
Yeah, never mind.
I mean, I get it. He helped turn LSU around and win them a national championship. But, again, there's only four that you can put up there. That's it. Drew's got to be one, and I think he's friends. I think he's the George Washington, honestly, for what he's done. He's going to go down having one of, handful of the records, not most.
Tom Benson's
another. That's from Tyler.
But Steve Gleason. You want to put Steve Gleason?
I don't know. Again, Mount Rushmore. It's not an easy. I don't know. I don't know who the four are. I don't have them in my head. I only got to the point where I think Drew's George Washington. When we come back, we'll start talking a little bit more about this legacy thing. Everyone loves to talk about this the day afterwards, right? I don't know if it's good or bad. Some people talking about the legacy in a positive way, and others, just shockingly not giving credit to Drew Brees and what he's accomplished.
Can't throw outside the pod.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play the NFL Network stuff. And then, you can judge for yourself. It's the Sports Hangover, where hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING and kinginjuryfirm.com. Don't forget, when you go there, you'll see personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, workers' comp. That's what they specialize in. Do go out there and have a good time, and they will take care of you when you're not having a good time, if that makes any sense to you, right? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans next.
Vision Communications now offers faster internet in your area with download speeds of up to 25 megs per second. Get the reliability and speed your family needs for online video, telecommuting, and powering multiple devices throughout your home. Connect with friends, play games, or surf the web with the fastest internet speeds in our area. Go to viscom.net or call 798-7956 to learn more. Actual speeds vary, not available in all areas.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you get caught up on all the action and details for all the races Fridays right here on ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores in LaFourche, Assumption, and St. Mary Parishes. Napa Auto Parts, sponsor of the Chase Elliott No. 9 car in the Cup Series. Get the expert analysis and latest news on Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series throughout the 2018 season every Friday on ESPN New Orleans.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs. 2 single packs must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That's phenomenal. I mean, I like to say it's almost seeming like I'm shorthanding this man for the greatness that he is. Just because I've seen him every day at practice. I've seen the work he puts in, how meticulous he is at practice. His perseverance through any and all adversity, when talking about being in a football season. I've seen him in the ups and downs, and he's always stayed constant. Everything that he is clearly now the greatest of all time, currently.
To the phone lines we go, 800-998-1003. Mitchell, thanks for giving us a call, man. What you got?
Hey, how you doing? How can your old Mount Rushmore not include Coach Eddie Robinson of Grambling?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I couldn't think. There's no way for me to grab four without really thinking about it, which is why I said you have to include coaches.
He has to be up here.
I like that. I'm writing in that. Eddie Robinson. And then, but don't you think Breeze?
That's all I want to order.
Breeze is there?
Go ahead. Hell yes. Yeah.
Who else do you got, man?
He sure does.
This is almost impossible.
Marshall Faulk. What about Marshall Faulk?
Again, I said Pro Football Hall of Famer.
One Marshall bet, Faulk. Right?
Prep scene. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying Marshall Faulk. Mm-hmm. What about him?
Yeah. No, I threw him out there. I threw Shaq out there, too, right? Multiple NBA championships, NBA Hall of Famer, played at LSU.
Fantastic. Sounds great. That's all I wanted to offer.
Sounds good, man. Thank you, Mitchell. Appreciate it, man. 800-998-1003. I think it's almost an impossible task. I would need like in Denver, yeah, 7,000-10,000 peak mounds. I need a couple of Mount Rushmores. Start a whole new mount.
Or make the heads a little bit smaller.
No. Mount Fleur-de-Lis. I mean, I guess people reference this a lot in terms that it's only four and you got to go to four. There's so many names you can go and you're just missing. I'm just not even thinking about it. It's almost like you'd have to narrow it down. Would you have had to play in the state? What if you're from the state but never played? It's a professional somebody. See, Marsha Falk did. He was a prepper. I mean, he grew up here. So, I mean, Breeze isn't from here, but it's a Saint. Won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? We got four. Good, K. Jingo. What you got for us, man?
Oh, hey, how's it going today, guys?
Good, man.
First, I want to thank Gus for throwing me on the bus with the LSU game. You could have told me it was Jesus Christ Day in Gainesville. If I knew Tim Tebow it was Tim Tebow Day, I would have never picked LSU. You can't go against God, man. That just wasn't right.
Yeah.
But number two, Drew Brees is the greatest quarterback of all time. They don't want to look at it that way. And a lot of these guys, like the NFL Network, that Jones-Drew kid, he's never won nothing to appreciate what it takes to win something. So it's hard for him to understand greatness when he sees it because he's never been great, never will be great, and he sucks at what he does now. So you got all these guys on there that they have their people that they pull for, and I take them with a grain of salt. I thought ESPN did the best job last night with SVP. Scott Van Pelt did a great job with it, with Drew Brees and everything, but grain of salt with all of it. And if you want to put somebody on Mount Rushmore that's a true Louisianian, JT Curtis got to be right up there with them as far as
coaches, seriously.
And I think he's like a legend for that. I'll let y'all guys go and talk.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Cajun Goat. That's what I'm saying. It's almost impossible. We'll have to do a show on that one day. You could almost do, excuse me, a coaching Mount Rushmore, right? A football Mount Rushmore, a basketball Mount Rushmore, prep Mount Rushmore, baseball Mount Rushmore. I think of what Bregman's doing right now with the Astros, right? I mean, I don't know how you would ever just pick four. You realize that the hearings that would be, Joey, how long that would be and how brutal that battle would be. Somewhere in Louisiana, we'll make some sort of monument or something and pick the four. I have no idea you would narrow it down to four. John, help us wrap up hour number one on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Okay, this is what I'm thinking, and I could be totally off base.
Okay.
I love the idea of Drew, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
How about Bob Pettit?
Ooh, yes.
How about Eddie Robinson?
Okay.
And Skip Bertman. A lot of national championships in baseball.
You could almost credit him, too, for making college baseball as mainstream as it is in college and a moneymaker for universities. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And you look at that 11,000-seat stadium. Man, it was built for Skip. I mean, I'm just throwing these out. If you don't want Bob Pettit, you could do Shaq, but I think we need to look at, you know, the history of basketball. I love Pete Maravich, too, but there's only four choices, and I think some of them are just automatic.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway.
Four. I don't know how you bring it down to just four. It's just, it's impossible. It's incredible to think of the amount of talent that's either played here, gone through here, are from here and gone on to do other things as well. I mean, you look at Peyton. It's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever played.
Right.
You know? Newman, Tennessee, right. Colts, and Broncos. So thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to play some of these other guys that, again, I'll call them analysts. Apparently, Drew Brees doesn't do it with enough flair. He doesn't do it outside of the pocket. He stands in there and just finds the open guy. I kid you not. This is what the NFL Network was saying yesterday for a minute and a half as to why Brees isn't an all-time great. Ryan Clark on First Take this morning. Same things. Screaming A had to stop him down. It's ridiculous. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm.